Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st. Of other books, Smooth Failing, that's a book worth your time and attention. Barbara, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your work. Thanks for your support of small business. I don't even want to think about where we'd be without your abiding technical help, because you're not just a commentator. You're a technician, and we appreciate that very much. So, what else do we need to know about some of the stuff that's coming out of the government? One of the things that's different, Barbara, I think we have to point this out. In 2008, 2009, the government just went crazy with money and pushed it into the marketplace. But most of that never got out of Wall Street and corporate America. Very little trickled down to Main Street America. This time is different, isn't it?
Well, it is, or at least it's intended to be. And great programs has to do with the Paycheck Protection Program loans, which is designed to help small businesses. And supposedly the loan program opened last Friday for applications, but there's still so many unknowns that the tap hasn't been turned on yet. And for example, it's supposed to also be available for sole proprietors and independent contractors starting April 10th, but we lack a lot of definition. For example, we don't know yet. It's supposed to relate to payroll, but we don't know about partners and whether guaranteed payments are going to be counted or not counted. And there's so many unknowns that banks are reticent to start giving money because they don't know if they're doing the right thing. And so I think the good news is I think we're going to see needed guidance within a day or two. I don't think we're going to have to wait weeks. But again, that money's not going to flow through to Main Street until we have that guidance.
Well, and a week before last, I wrote my article was about the help that was coming, but I warned people about the underwriting. That there's going to have to be underwriting, even if they cut the corners, and they abate it, it's not the regulator and the banker's nature not to do underwriting. They do risk management, and that came to pass this last week, Barbara. And today, even today, that's where they are. The banks are not going to turn money loose. No, none of them are until the government gives them rock solid, locked up in concrete guarantees that they won't be held accountable if a mistake is made. Now, the government has said that.
There are also issues about a secondary market. They don't know whether they can sell the loans, and if they can't do that, then they can't keep lending. So there's a lot going on there. But I think one of the points that I think that listeners should keep in mind is a lot of the money that's flowing through to individuals and businesses is via taxes, and the IRS is sort of the chief the head of the pack. And so I would encourage everybody to check out irs.gov/coronavirus, which is a landing page where the IRS is posting any updates related to relief that it's providing for businesses and individuals, and that's really going to be a great resource to keep in mind.
Well, that's exactly right. And folks, I that was one thing I pointed out a week ago, Barbara, is the IRS will be all up in the middle of this. But I also encourage people to go to SBA.gov and apply for the emergency loan, which could be a grant up to $10,000. And that's a different pot. That's different from the Paycheck Protection Plan. Hey, Barb, good job today. Give us the website one more time, please.
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
The legendary Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. Hey, Barb, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet.
Keep up the good work. Barbara Weltman, folks, we're so fortunate that we know her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Before I go, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other. This too will pass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.